corrections for suckers. Hey everyone, welcome back. Happy New Year is We Watch Stuff number 202. I am Jeremy. Joining me as always is Shahid. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Hope everyone's enjoying themselves this fine week. We've been back after taking a little break because somebody was sick. Ugh. And letting down the team again.
Well, shit happens. So, yeah. Now, I'm better now. I forgot I told this earlier, but I'm training for another lift. Actually, two of them, one in March and one in April. So I'm trying to clean up my diet. And you ever done a high protein diet?
Yes. It is not fun.
No, it's not. And it's like, if I was in a public restroom, someone would be calling the cops sometimes, I'm sure. It's been ugly. So, no one told me that. But anyways,
yes, it is.
It's the perils. I'm going for the Thing look now. Remember you told me I looked like Juggernaut before? I think I'm going to go with the Thing this time. Complete with Speedos. I'm going to get me a black side chick that's blind.
You're gonna be crapping stuff like the damn Thing. That high protein diet. So
last night we went to this place called Kava. It's basically it's like a Moe's or a Chipotle, but for Greek food or Mediterranean. And I got like whatever, and they had like red pepper hummus, and they had a spicy feta spread, and then they put feta cheese in it, and I had spicy lamb meatballs. Excellent. Just excellent. Problem is, I'm pretty sure my body hates feta cheese. So it has been an absolute nightmare today. I don't care. I'm considering going there again after we get out of here. Because whatever. I'm home. Who cares? Anyways, fun talk. Yeah. But right before we started the show, she sent me over and said that there's a new Birds of Prey trailer. So watch that real quick. So you're getting brand new off the cuff without putting any thought into it, much like the rest of my life. Thoughts on it? I'll go with you first. What did you think?
I mean, it's cool. It's interesting. It's different. I mean, I've been getting the same vibes I've been getting with all the trailers from these kind of like... I don't know what to make of it besides like it looks cool and it looks different. I've read a lot about it when they first did the casting, was surprised by some of the choices, Then didn't really think about it. Then I'm like, comes out next month.
Yes, they got here quick. And then also, yeah, because Wonder Woman's next year as well. And I was watching, I was like, okay, like the scene where she crashes the car into the Acme chemicals. That was pretty. That's gonna look really cool on the big screen. And okay, so going through everything, and rated R was the surprise to me.
Oh yeah, I remember they said it was gonna be rated R, but it's kind of like, well, Warner Brothers they haven't been afraid of doing that. Like I think especially Joker made all that money, and they've always said if the property matched the tone, they'd go for it. Suicide Squad PG-13 R.
PG-13. I think it was supposed to be R.
Yeah, so it's kind of like they haven't shied away from doing R-rated movies, and they've had success in, you know, financial success in going that route. And I mean, like, Harley Quinn's character kind of leans toward that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as shocking as the cartoon one on DC Universe. I watched that, and I've only watched one episode. I'm like, this is just too different for me.
Okay, I keep forgetting I have that app since Titans ended. So
like animated comic book cartoons, death like people cussing and stuff is still something I'm trying to get used to. And forgive me if I sound a little bit like Dusty Rhodes. I have Invisalign tray in my mouth for people that's listening, so I'm still getting used to that. So it might be a little bit like this, gotta get me a third cage. So
no. Oh, wait a minute. First, I don't think anybody could tell because I couldn't. Second, you need to do that more often. So that's great.
But no, it's just weird because like it's still weird seeing Rosie Perez in this movie because it's funny. Me and Jeff did review a new Jack of White Men Can't Jump. They're like early 90s and she's in that. Like Rosie Perez was this hot thing till Jennifer Lopez came out. Mm-hmm. And then next time I saw Rosie Perez was in Pineapple Express. And then I haven't seen her since. And then all of a sudden, boom, she's in this. And she looks older, but she looks great. You know, she looks like somebody that's aged naturally. But that's not somebody like you would guess to be in a comic book. Like, you know, they say it'd be Renee Montoya. I'm like, yeah, she fit, but they normally don't cast older women in action movies. Like Helen Mirren is the exception, not the rule.
Yes. And when they cast her as that, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, that works. I was like, good. And the age didn't even really occur to me. And then seeing her in there, I'm like, the fan part of me took over. I was like, she's so damn short. Because, like, Renee Montoya becomes the question for a while. But, anyways, then you go, hey, stop doing that. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. I know she became a producer, director, or, like, a choreographer or something.
Yeah, she was a choreographer for In Living Color. And it's funny where one of the dancers on In Living Color was Jennifer Lopez.
Yes, I'll never forget that because I remember watching a Jamie Foxx stand-up. And he was talking about her. He's like, yeah, I was, and like whenever I pass by, I'd be like, hey ho, and now he comes by, and now he has to say it nicer or something like that. Just totally butchered it, but it was just funny because it's weird to see like people who become big stars when you see them like at the, in the beginning, like as nobodies. Like, what's that show? SVU. That's Special Victims Unit.
Mm-hmm.
The lady in that, the main lady. I don't know her name.
Mariska Hargitay.
Okay. Do you know what awful horror movie she was in?
I know she was in one. I can't remember which one. Now watch. I bet as soon as you tell me, I'm going to remember.
Okay. First off, this is a movie that if you saw the box, like the box cover back when we had video stores, you're like, oh my god, little monsters everywhere. And then in fact, it's all about witchcraft. That'd be Ghoulies. She was the hot girl in Ghoulies. And I'm watching it going, who is this? And I'm like, I hate looking stuff up because that's the easy way out. And finally, I just gave up and looked up Ghoulies. I was like, oh my God, that's the lady from Special Victims Unit. And I'm like, she's still pretty too. So,
I mean, it's just a funny thing with that because it's like, you know, Jamie Foxx making that joke. Like, he wasn't big time when he was on In Living Color. And now he's, you know.
Yeah.
Oscar winner movie star Jamie Foxx. And, you know, she'll probably get nominated for Oscar. Oscar nominated superstar actress singer Jennifer Lopez. It's like, you know, Living Color, like they're three big. It's funny, like that show, you think about the Wayans brothers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like Tommy Davis and stuff. And it's like they're three biggest stars with Jim Carrey, J-Lo, and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed it?
Yeah, because that show had so much talent. David Allen Greer, Tommy Davidson. Well, of course, Cocaine did Tommy Davidson in, so that probably wasn't, you know. Damon was gigantic for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And like he like did the TV route. That My Wife and Kids show was on for a while. That's like, right. Get comfortable getting that TV money. But it was like, yeah, it was a time when Damon Wayans was opening his own movies that made money. Mm-hmm. Like, Damon Wayans wasn't... Yeah, but anyway, back to Birds of Prey. Batman adjacent movie with Batman characters, but no Batman and no Joker.
Well, as far as we know, at least. I mean, I don't know how they could, since there's apparently no Joker, no Batman. Well, Batman's doing his own thing, but it'd be pretty crazy. Oh, that was one thing we can talk about afterwards. Did you see like some of the stills come out for the Batman?
Like, yes, it looks like it's back in the day Gotham.
Yeah, it looks like it's in the past. Which, okay, kind of weird, unless they're going for something totally different. Anyways.
Gotham's always been that funny thing, you know, and I think it started with the animated series where it was time, like they had the old school buildings where Batman had a supercomputer and a jet.
Yeah. We keep getting away from Birds of Prey, but I remember when Batman came out with Michael Keaton, and people were saying that's not the real Batman, because the real Batman was the one on TV, which is hilarious to think about. And then if you go back and watch those old Batman episodes, he's got all that stuff. He didn't do anything. He would just put something in the back computer. The computer would spit out like a, you know, whatever, a parchment. He reads it and goes, "Oh, okay," and it goes and does it. Like that version of Batman didn't do dick, except get caught and then get in a fight. That was it. He didn't even bang chicks on that show. That I don't remember. A terrible Batman. Anyways.
Are you interested in seeing Birds of Prey?
I'm gonna see it. Okay, there's one problem, and it's part comic book and then part CW. So I couldn't figure out who everyone was at first because I'd forgotten, and I'm like, okay, that's Huntress, that's Cassandra Cain, you know, Harley Quinn. I'm like, who is the other? And Renee Montoya. I was like, who is the other person? And then they put the names up and it says Black Canary. And I went, what? And I was like, wait a minute, we already had two really good versions on CW. What are we doing here?
You already know.
And
you just have to resign yourself to that. Just let that be.
Yeah, and that was the thing. And the other part of this is, it looks cool. She looks cool. She's still the same. I mean, we're not going to get the Harley Quinn suit, so whatever, all right?
Don't want it. Honestly, I don't think that would look good on screen.
It looked cool in the it was like a flashback or whatever for her and Joker in Suicide
Squad.
It looked cool, but I don't know, like, functional wise, if it would look cool the whole time. So that's fine. It really, that's the old version. You know, we always talk about, like, what's the version of the character's yours. The new one is, you know, that's the one everyone knows now. And so I'm looking at it, and I told Elise, because we'd seen something else about it. And I'm like, it's going to make money. I'm going to be skeptical of it, though. DC did this dark and goofy thing. Then they came out, and then it wasn't working. I mean, regardless if you liked it or not, it wasn't working. And then all of a sudden, they're like, all right, we're going to make Wonder Woman Wonder Woman. $1 billion, or whatever it is. It looks like Wonder Woman. Acts like Wonder Woman. And I know it was easy because it was in, you know, the past, so she's the only person like standing out. And then Aquaman. Okay, acts like Aquaman, people look like Aquaman's characters, has the lore of the Aquaman, you know, comic books, whatever else. Then all of a sudden Shazam comes out, looks like Shazam, has the lore of Shazam, does everything, and now there's this one. And it doesn't match up.
I mean, but so, Joker doesn't match up with any of those movies.
Well, there's never been a Joker origin either.
But
so
even if you separate, like if you watch, even with the dark DC movies, Joker doesn't match with nothing DC's ever done as far as like movie universe.
Oh, no, no. But now, and you even pointed out if it was called John, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, it would have just been a guy that dressed like a clown. So,
I mean, and it made.
I wish you would have never told me that, by the way.
And it's hilarious because everyone said, oh, it's the Joker's not the reason why this movie made money. It's the story. I'm like, the story helps.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if his name Clown, and it's no Thomas Wayne, and it's in Brooklyn, that movie's not making over $1 billion.
No, not at all.
Like, I'm not going to see the movie, and I probably don't take my wife to see the movie. Because nothing from there, like, so they can say all that stuff. Well, you know, we're not, they can dance all around because they act like they're too big for comic books and not embrace them like comic books is the reason why that movie made money. DC is, I think, Warner Brothers at the point where we're going to give the creators freedom, and if it works, it works. But you're going to, you know, you're going to fail on your own or you're going to succeed on your own because meddling before didn't work. And since they've had that route, like, so far, so good. Like, yeah. They haven't had, like, a movie that's either, like, their movies have been fun, made money, or both. And until they run into a stinker, I think they're going to keep doing it the way they're doing it. And Suicide Squad had issues, but people like Harley Quinn and people like Margot Robbie, so.
Yeah. Well, no, and that's why I said I'm going to see it anyways. But it just, that's the only thing, that's like the holdback. And it could work. And you know what? If they're going to make it, I'd like to see this be in line with the new Suicide Squad. Because that seems, I mean, obviously this is the takeoff from it. So you got Suicide Squad, this one, and then I think, what is it, The Suicide Squad? Or is it just called Suicide Squad again?
It's called The Suicide Squad. Okay.
So, I don't know, like, DC Warners is not going to do a Marvel Universe thing. They're going to say, they're going to acknowledge other people, whatever else, cool. But they're not going to do, and I don't think they can. So, why bother trying now? I guess you could try. Anyways, but it would be nice to see if, like, some things are just in line with each other. Like, I'm not sure, I was thinking spinoff. So this is like a spinoff of Suicide Squad. Then they bring The Suicide Squad in, which apparently Will Smith is not in. So
yes, he's busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Gemini Man didn't work out so well.
I mean, he's busy doing not just that, Bad Boys, which comes out next week.
Yeah.
Which does not look fun, because it's like you can't do a Michael Bay movie without Michael Bay.
Did you? Okay. So, I mean, do we have anything else to say about Birds of Prey? I'm gonna see it.
No, we've danced around it, because it's kind of like it's hard to talk about something that we. It's just a weird thing to talk about. Like, we're both going to see it.
Yeah.
But it says a lot that we've talked about all this other. We jumped off topic like four times while trying to talk about this movie.
Even for us, yeah. Did you see Michael Bay's new movie? I did watch that.
I need to try to watch that again. I tried watching it for like the first 25 minutes, and I'm like, even for Michael Bay, I had no idea what was going on.
It doesn't get better.
That's what I heard.
And
I heard it doesn't get better.
Now, I've never seen the last Transformers movie, but you were telling me that there was like a problem with editing. It was like sloppy.
It was, yeah, that's the first Michael Bay movie I saw that looked sloppy.
It carries over into this one. It's just sloppy. I'm like, okay. And like the motivations don't make any sense. You don't really figure out why they're doing what they do. Like, they're just going to replace this guy and that's it. Well, why? And it's never explained. Like, he's going to be better? I mean, as we've seen through history, that's not what happens.
Wait, when you're dead, you get to do what you want. Not if you ride around in Lamborghinis and buying stuff with money. That's not how...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let's be Batman but pretend Bruce Wayne is dead. People still going to have questions.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, did you get through the whole... Was it Venice they were in? No.
I got through the beginning scene.
Okay. So, and they kill off poor James Franco. Not James Franco.
Dave Franco.
Mm-hmm. That surprised me.
My wife loves Dave Franco.
All right.
Yes. I mean, he just has... Every time we watch a movie with him on, she's like, oh, such a handsome man. I'll be looking at her like...
Wait. Oh. Darlene says that?
Yes. Oh. Dave Franco has fans in the black community. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's those cheekbones, his bone structure. He just looks innocent, like you want to hug him. But yes, she likes Dave. She likes some Dave Franco visually wise.
I mean, we took Tiger Woods from you, so you can have Dave Franco. That's fine. seems fair. Although we tried giving him back to you when he started doing his awesome shit. But, and I don't mean his golfing, but yeah, that's weird. That may literally be the only person I know that's ever thought Dave Franco was... Okay, well, hey, each his own, man.
Yeah. Hey, I remember, I forgot what movie I first saw, man, but like that Now You See Me movie, I remember watching the movie theater, and he got the Google eyes from women, so I'm not surprised that people like Dave Franco. I was surprised my wife did, but... Yeah, but no, I'd watched it. It's like, it was just messy, because I'm like, who are these people? You got one woman that's bleeding, and the other woman's gonna be a medic, and the bleeding one's still shooting people with a machine gun. I'm like, oh, that's the woman from Inglourious Basterds. Ryan Reynolds busy cracking jokes, and then somebody had a finger or something, a thumb.
Yeah.
And they just driving through Venice in this bright-ass car, and then Dave Franco dies, and then there's a sniper doing something, and...
Yeah.
I'm like, what is... And I'm a Michael Bay fan, but I'm like, I can't... What is this? Like, maybe I need to sit down and not have anything else going on and just watch it like I'm in a movie theater. Because that's the one thing I know about Netflix. Sometimes you run into the habit of watching while you're distracted, And you can do that with some things, and it's fine. Like, stuff you've seen before, it's cool. Like, The Irishman, no, can't do that. And something else you can't do that with is The Witcher.
Speaking of beautiful women, okay, I'm just going to get this out of the way. The actress who plays Yennefer, as soon as she came out, she was all disfigured in that. And I'm like, and then they put her into the, I don't want to say witch's coven, because that's, I mean, it's kind of what it is, but they didn't call it witch. That. Well,
sorcerer school, more or less.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, so I thought they were going to fix her, if you want to put it that way. And when she starts going, like, as soon as she got into the whole thing where she was, like, fixing her body and this and that, I'm like, okay. And I've never seen her before. So I don't know if she was, like, a new actress. I guess she was in some... I'm trying to look it up real quick. I guess she was in something else, like, on the BBC, I believe it is. Anna Charlotta. Da-da-da. Oh, she was in Wanderlust, and then the ABC murders, like a bunch of stuff. I have no idea. Either way, when she came
out,
when she came out after like getting put together, I was like, that woman is gorgeous. And then she's all naked, and I'm like, fuck yes, I'm in on this show. And yeah, I know how that sounds. I don't care. That's how beautiful this woman is. I'm like, how is she not a bigger star? She is gorgeous. And man, and the thing is, I said I was so sick when this was on, and that perked me up. I was like, holy shit. And Elise was like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, that girl's beautiful. I said it just like that. And
you sound care. Like a pig. You sound like those Hollywood execs that sell Wolf of Wall Street. Like, oh, I don't know about this. Who this Margot girl is? We gotta make her a star.
Well, you gotta watch that one.
That's exactly what happened. Like, get the talent. I'm like, oh, look. Oh, talent Schmalet. Look at the tits.
Yeah. In this case, when that scene came up, I was like, yep. That's exactly what I was thinking. And then, you know, as the rest of the series went, it all worked really well. I really enjoyed it. And I knew nothing about it as well. I've never played the video games, any of that stuff. So maybe it'll be different for those people. But...
It's funny where people were very skeptical when they announced it. Like, real skeptical, because, like, you know, here we go. Like, because, one, adaptations of this type of thing tend to struggle. Just, one, the Game of Thrones side fantasy shows tend not to do well. And they say this was more based off the book than the video game, which throws people off. Because, like, the books, this is more in line with, like, the video games happen after the books. I never knew about the books. I knew about the video game, but I didn't know about the books. And then they announced Henry Cavill. People were like, huh? Like, you think about Geralt, you know, girl. And it's a girl. I keep saying, sometimes I say girl, sometimes I say Geralt.
I was saying Geralt, but
yeah,
it can be.
I think it's Geralt.
It also might depend on who's saying it, too. So, like, I kept thinking her name was Jennifer, but people's accents were calling her Yennefer. Until I actually read Yennefer. I'm like, oh.
Yes.
When you put hot girl Witcher in your Google search, and it comes up as Yennefer, you're like, oh, okay, that's cool. So
not yes,
letting it go. That girl is
gorgeous. I can tell you have not let that go.
Nope.
So, anyway. So, there's like they announced Henry Cavill, and people was like, oh, well, Superman?
Mm-hmm.
Look. Then the first time you see him in a picture, it's like, oh. Well, he looks like him. Looks like a younger version of Fit. And then the show comes out. And for the most... You know what's funny? Fans of the book and video games love the show. Critics seem to know... Critics are the ones that's like... Can't wrap their head around it. And I've seen some people like Entertainment Weekly gave it an F. And they didn't even watch it. They didn't even watch all the episodes. They watched like three of them. And it's like, oh, this sucks. I'm about to watch the rest. You can't do that as a critic.
No, that's not. Isn't it your job?
Especially with a show like this, because here's how stupid I am. It wasn't until like episode 6 that I realized, There's multiple timelines going on.
I didn't realize that until almost the very end. It's not you.
Because I'm wondering, like, they say certain things, like, you know, you see Gerald having his story, you see Yennefer having hers, and Ciri having hers, all around the same time. So I'm thinking they all happen at the same time. And then there's stuff like, you know, I've been doing this, like, Yennefer, like, I've been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did I miss? Like, because, and then it's like, oh, she doesn't age either. And you know Gerald doesn't age.
Yeah.
And then it's stuff like, you know, Gerald's going to meet Ciri, but it's like, oh, that queen that died in the first episode, they met way back in the day before Ciri was even born. And that's where that whole came. And I'm like, wait, is that the same? I'm thinking that was a different person at first. I'm like, wait. Oh, now that makes sense. But you can't watch this show casually because you'd be looking around like,
Yep.
Like, what's going on? Because it, and they said, and the showrunner, and she's been very forefront. She said she did it that way because she wanted to have all the characters together. But they're at different ages, so the only way you could do that was have them done at different storylines and kind of, like, do it that way. Because in the book, in the game, everything's through Gerald's eyes or Geralt's eyes.
Okay.
And it's like kind of like you got two other characters. It's like, you know, you don't got to flesh out Yennefer. And you got to flesh out Ciri. But it's hard because, you know, Ciri is completely different age than the other two characters. And all the Ciri stuff happens after a lot of, like, Geralt and Yennefer stuff. But you can't wait till, like, episode 6 or 7, then jump Ciri stuff off. So how they figure it out, we're just going to do it all, and then have flashbacks, and you keep in mind, and you have to remember it's a flashback. And at first, I didn't, because I'm like, it's a, they going on from adventure to adventure. And then I think it was like episode 4 when you first saw the queen, when Gerald was there, they had the party, and she out there all rough, like, all these dumbasses, I just want to fight and fuck and blah, blah, blah. And then you got the hedgehog dude there, and then her daughter dies, and then Gerald, some of, you know, lost surprise, and then, like, the kid. And I was like, That's why I, like, that's when I first start thinking, like, something's up with the timeline. And then by, like, yeah, by episode 6, I'm like, oh, so that's what's going on. Because, like, half of the stuff Ciri did was back in the past. It just, we just happened to see it first. And they don't really, they don't hold you by the hand. It's like they tell you, but if you miss it, that's on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I knew, it's all right, so we were trying to figure out something to watch. Like, when this is going back a few weeks, and I'm like, I want to watch The Irishman. I don't feel good enough to move around, so let's watch that. So we actually finished that at 8 or something. Like, she got home quick, and so we finished that. And did you see the whole thing yet?
Yeah, I watched that. Okay, I finished it.
And then they said The Witcher. And I'm like, oh, I was like, let's give this a try. She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, she goes, we can watch one, we'll see. And after the first episode was over, she goes, well, we can try another one. Okay, cool. So watch another one. And then I knew she was hooked because the next day, like, I really barely left the house for 2 weeks. And she's like, what do you want to do? And I asked her, I was like, do you want to do something? Because I want to get out of the house. She's like, well, we can watch The Witcher. I'm like, got her. So, and that's the thing. She was skeptical about it because she's like, this long hair dude with a sword, this isn't my stuff. And I'm like, just, we'll give it a try. So she liked it, she loved it. She's like,
I mean,
so
it's,
when's the
it's
new season
fun.
Come out? Well, she asked me, when does the new season come out? And I go, next year,
2021.
What? I was like, honey, it just came out Friday, we finished it Sunday. And she's like, fuck. I'm like, well, there's the problem with Netflix.
That Disney Plus thing looks real nice now, because, like, oh, now you got to wait a year and some change. But no, I like, Henry Cavill was awesome in this.
Yes.
And everybody that's, I never played a video game, but people have, is like, it, like, reminds me of the dude from the video game. And he seems to enjoy playing the character. He said he kept the costume.
Well, they are making another one, so. Man.
Yeah, and he was like, he can't wear it because they kept tearing. Because I'm too damn tight. So, but no, he does a lot. He doesn't have a lot of words. He's just grunting and barely saying anything, and just doing a lot of talking without speaking.
I've heard something that supposedly he said the word fuck more than anything else.
Yes, that is true. More, that's so I wouldn't be surprised. Funny. You've said it probably about what, 11 times?
Oh, okay. I was saying that for a while because when the bard was it a bard? The guy that sings all the time?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is going to get old real fast because it was not enjoyable. And I expected him to get killed. And if he would have, I wouldn't have cared one lick. And then it didn't really grow on you. They just got away from him singing all the time. And I was like, okay.
That song was funny. And then the fact that people on YouTube don't remix. I'm like, because that song seems stupid when I first heard it. I'm like, this shit is catchy in a bad way. And I caught myself humming this stupid thing. I'm like, God damn it. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, so what? I went online like, oh, I'm glad it's just not me. And they're like, oh, we friends. Like, anytime I do something with you, you fucking it up for me. Why don't you stop fucking all these girls? I got to save you. And I'm thinking like, why would they even be friends? But it's like, they friends. He risks his life to save him. And risks his life to save Yennefer. And then it's kind of like they had a whole relationship, that all the stuff, oh, you met me in this town, you left, and it's kind of like they were together all this time and we didn't see it.
Yeah,
it's kind of like they just tell you about it happened and they have like a flashback here and there, and then it makes this scene seem more thing like they had a whole life and then move apart. And then the last episode with the witch fighting with the army, I was like, oh, so that's what they saved all their money for.
Yes, well, yeah, they sprinkle stuff here and there, and yeah, but that last fight, I mean, the comparisons to Game of Thrones was always going to be there. That's just the risk you run of having a fantasy series so close to that one. I mean, not right or wrong, just what's going to happen. And I'm like, I kind of dig this. And did I tell you this? I was like, it's like they did Game of Thrones right? Because I didn't know Game of Thrones had fantasy elements in it. Until, you know, that there were way more fantasy elements than the show had. Until I read that, whatever, Twitter thing, that they took it all out. Because people couldn't relate to it. And it's like,
yes, they can.
You just got proven here's wrong.
Here's the difference. Look at this. They embraced what they were. Like, the first thing, he find a goddamn giant spider. You got a talking dragon going on. We got genies and stuff. Shapeshifters. It's fantasy land. They got magic. They talk about magic, how magic got a cost. You know, magicians are important. You don't trust them. Gerald walking around, I call him a mutant bastard. We don't serve your goddamn kind in here. I'm like, what am I watching? Yep. X-Men or a Martin Luther King movie? Like, what is going on? Like, a man to see somebody like Henry Cavill looking all dashing and handsome. He want a beard. He like, get out of here, beauty. We don't serve your kind. So, hey. Yeah. They embrace, it's a fantasy show. They know it's a fantasy show. They just treat it matter-of-factly, and they embrace it. Game of Thrones always been like, yeah, we got dragons and zombies, but let's talk about peace treaties because people can't handle dragons and zombies. Forgetting how much money the Lord of the Rings made. Like, if you do fantasy good, people will embrace it. Then we have a whole generation grow up on Harry Potter. I called him Henry. I don't know why I called him
Henry. Who cares? Well, Henry Cavill. Screw him.
Yeah.
Worst hero ever for a franchise. But
yeah, like, we had a whole generation grow up on Harry Potter movies that made a boatload of money and books that made a boatload of money. Mm-hmm. It's just showrunners tend to be in a bubble, and they be like, oh, I don't know my audience really like it. It's not they don't think audiences like it. They don't like it. So they assume people think like them. That's what, and they just use that as an excuse because it's kind of like, and that's like this showrunner, she know, like, she actually goes on Reddit and she goes on Twitter and talks to fans and explains, you know, like, she don't engage trolls, which, like, you know, I did this because of this and some things I wish I could have fixed. And fans like, oh, cool. Because at first fans like, I don't know about this and why I like that. And most creators don't engage with their fans like that. They either don't have an online appearance or they tell them to fuck off.
which is I can kind of see both sides of it. So.
Exactly. I'm like, you know, I'm doing a show trying to appease everybody will make no one happy.
Yep.
As we saw with like the Rise of Skywalker. So Benioff and Weiss ain't gonna go on Twitter and be like, oh, Yeah, no, I wish I did Khaleesi this way. You got any clues? And they gonna, and they're, what's the reply gonna be? Yeah, jump off a cliff.
And I know it's a poor source of things, but I remember when Apocalyptico came out, and Mel Gibson was taking it around, and they were having some symposiums about it, and somebody like stood up. It was a female, so it's important to what he says. And now, mind you, I know exactly who's saying this. I know. But she's complaining about how this was this, this was this. And he goes, lady, go make your own fucking movie. That's kind of like, I'm with Mel on this one. And then all the other stuff came out later. And you're like, oh, well. I mean, yeah. He's still not wrong, but. So.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, because it's a push and pull when it comes to, like, you know, people who, if they feel like if they enjoy something enough, it's theirs. And it tends to happen a lot with, like, fantasy shows and science fiction shows.
Oh, especially like, that, yeah.
That's, it's kind of like, you know, they have a whole universe. It's like, I embrace this universe. I know what you really... And it's kind of like, you can disagree with George Lucas. You can't say, oh, you don't know what you're doing with your stuff. It's his stuff. Mm-hmm. How you going to tell George Lucas he's wrong? Like, you can not like what he does. It's his. He made it. You didn't make it. Oh, I brought the comic book. So what? You were wrong, George. No. You can say you didn't like it, say you disagree with it. You can't tell me I'm wrong for what I made. It's my creation. I made it. I made it the way I wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny you say it like that, because what did I just say, like, with Birds of Prey? To where I'm like, it's just, you know, and it's borderline that territory. That's why I'm always like, I try to be cognizant of how I present it, but again, it doesn't matter. Now, The Witcher, though, I was just shocked how good it was. I don't know why. I don't know why Netflix, like, Netflix quality still like surprises me. It's been how long now?
It wasn't just that. It was the fact that these shows tend to be hard to adapt, and most of them have not been adapted well. And The Witcher's, and like, keep in mind, it's a show that's, the books have a storyline. Most people focus on the video games that have a different storyline. The show's saying it's more based off the books. So fans of the books are like, okay. Fans of the video game, like, this ain't how stuff goes. Because a lot of people don't realize that. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that it came from a book. I didn't realize it came from a book I first heard the video game, but I heard people talking about the video game all the time, never played it. I heard of it. And then it's kind of like, you got a show, you got a bunch of magic going on and political stuff, and you got multiple storylines happening at the exact same time. Those shows tend, like, confusing shows tend not to have an audience, because it's easy to, like, chip, like, I don't know. Like, if it's, and it's not like it's exciting from jump street. Like, stuff happens. But you got to kind of, like, invest in, like, you know, I want to watch this. Because it's easy to be like, you know what? Nah. I don't like little girls that screaming all the time. Who's this hunchback girl? You okay. know, like.
So when they introduced her, I'm like, what is the point of this? Because that was episode 2. They started off with her, with Yennefer's, like, story. And I'm like, what are they doing with this? Like. Because, one, the show doesn't pull punches. And, I mean, I know I was going off in the beginning about how beautiful she is and all that, but, I mean, there was blood, titties, swearing. I mean, it was everything. And I'm thinking, oh, no, are they going to kill this poor deformed girl? Like, this is not good. And when the head witch or head sorceress comes up and wants to buy the pigs or whatever, and the stepdad or whatever, foster dad, whatever he was, he's like, not for sale. She's like, well, how much are your pigs? And she goes, and he's like, not for sale, but they're 10 pounds. I can't remember. She goes, how much for her? He goes, 8 pounds. And I turned to Elise and looked. I was like, holy shit. I mean, he's treating like crap. Yes. And she goes, oh, I caught it. I was like, oh, my God. You know, most of the time you don't get that stuff. And I think that's when I really started getting hooked. I was like, okay, they're not pulling any punches in this, so let's go. I mean, I don't know, I was just impressed. And
yeah.
To back off a little bit on my dislike for the Bard character. When they ran into what turned out to be the Golden Dragon and his two protectors, I guess is what those women were, and he was openly trying to get on both of them, I was like, okay, I'm starting to understand how this guy works. I mean, these two warrior chicks who would have nothing in common with him, let alone probably an attraction, and he's just shooting shots all over the place. I'm like, I mean, okay.
Like, yeah. Here's the thing with a Gatling gun. You might never be accurate. you'll hit something. You got enough bullets. So,
yeah. So that was like, okay.
Like, you ain't worried about batting average. We nope. had that mindset. So, no, it was enjoyable. I think I want to watch it again. So, see what stuff I missed. Because I feel like it's some stuff that I kind of missed because I didn't realize that there's multiple storylines going. And, yeah, like, you know, looking for. They said season two will be more linear because it's, like, stuff to explain, so it'll be easy to follow. And it's always weird when people say, oh, I'm a fan of the stuff. I know how things go. And it's like, yeah, whatever. But sometimes people are actually fan. Like, Henry Cavill seems to really enjoy doing this role. Like, he seemed to be one of those, like, Vin Diesel, I'm a big old nerd that just happens to look like I look.
Yeah, I'm always skeptical of that stuff. So,
I mean, sometimes
first, it's true, absolutely.
Yeah, like Vin Diesel, I used to hear that, and then it's like, oh, he taught Judi Dench to play Dungeons and Dragons on a set of Riddick. I'm like, oh, and then he designed video games that actually were good. I'm like, okay, so Vin Diesel ain't just saying it to say it. So he actually do, because at first, like, you see somebody like Vin Diesel, it's like, really. But then it's kind of like you realize, like, yeah, he used to break dance and stuff, and he really and not, you know, some nerds work out. We saw Eddie Brock, like, you a Spider-Man fan, you saw, like, you know how Venom stuff. So it's kind of like it's, and I think we give a harder time with the women because it's like when a beautiful woman say their fans, like, it ain't no way you were busy making fun of us, so we gonna make fun of you. So yeah, but I'm kind of like.
There's two trains tell, of... Oh, sorry.
I think now, you could kind of tell now, based on how much they embrace doing stuff. Because, yeah, Henry Cavill is a weirdo. I mean, but he's like, he just looks like, you know, a Roman statue.
Yeah.
But he's a goofball that, you know, can act suave, but can act goof. Like, Mission Impossible, he did that whole arm thing, cocking his arms. I'm like, that's silly as hell. Mm-hmm. But it looks cool because he's doing it. But it's just like, who does that? Nerds do that.
Well, the only person that comes to mind is Roman Reigns. I mean, Roman Reigns
ain't doing both of them. Like,
that's true, but he sure cocks the one a lot. It's like, come on, pal. Can we drop this already? On a real quick side note, did you see Big E doing that at a house show? There's a gif of it.
No, I have not. Okay. I'm not surprised.
So Roman was coming down, and all it is Big E basically jacking off his forearm until Roman Reigns gets in the ring. It's hysterical.
They do it. New Day does a lot of that. I've been listening to their podcast. Yes. I started episode one.
Very good.
And it's like, one, they are very good at this whole podcast thing.
Yep.
And two, hearing the mindset of what they have to go through on how, like, the characters and stuff is just hilarious. Like, you know, because this one is honest. Two, you're not used to hearing that level of honesty from WWE wrestlers while they're still in WWE. Like, this is a WWE podcast. They being real upfront. It's like, yeah, you know, Black people normally get to be these only three type of people. And then Vince was like, you know, we're going to have you be preachers and all this stuff because we don't want you to be too militant because the fans can't handle it. And it's like, this stuff that we know as fans deep down, but we never hear wrestlers say it.
Yeah.
We hear, like, wrestling writers kind of talk about, like, you know, a leak there. So to hear them be very upfront and honest, like, you know, my career was floundering. They thought I was boring. And they said I need to be a different type of Black guy because we got Kofi Kingston, is very refreshing while also disheartening as hell. And it's kind of like, how many stuff going on that we don't hear about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I want to hope it's different now. And I'm just going to point out, like, look at Street Profits and Keith Lee. like two different people, like that don't really fit any mold. Like, if there's a knock on Keith Lee, and I'm not looking to actively knock Keith Lee because he's awesome, and I mean we got a lot in common. I'm not as strong, but we got the same body type, so it's pretty nice. He has better hair though. It's nice to see, like, they don't really, he just comes out and does his shit. He does his little, he talks a little bit, poses, and beats the hell out of people. So, if anything, there's almost a lack of character there, which is fine right now.
That's I mean, his character, there's like, you know, I'm a super-ass confident man that, you know, I'm laid back because I know I'm better than all of you.
Yeah.
And you're going to know I'm better than all of you, too. And normally, that's heel shit, but he's just so relaxed with his. Keith Lee has a heel mindset that's a babyface. And it likes because it's like he can actually back up. Heels that back up what they do are babyfaces.
Well, also,
that's what Keith Lee is. That's what Keith Lee is. He's an arrogant ass, super confident man that embraces who he is. And because he actually does what he says, we embrace it too.
And it's funny because, you know, Robert Roode or whatever he's being called, well, no longer suspended. He has, you know, glorious. I'm absolutely glorious. He's a bad guy. And then you get Keith Lee, which says, bask in his glory. And he tells everyone, bask in my glory. And everyone's like, hell yeah. Like, no, that's not supposed to how it happens. And then he comes out doing flips and splashes off the top rope and shit. And you're like, oh, okay, I'm with you. I mean, it'd be different if Robert Roode did the same thing. People liked him because of his theme song. Hey, he gets in the ring, we all fall asleep. Like most of his matches. Keith Lee comes out with pretty much the same thing, and it dazzles everybody. So, anyways, well, yeah, the New Day stuff's great. Real quick, did you know there's on Amazon they're selling a Fast and the Furious 4K box set of all the Fast and the Furious movies, and it's only $55?
I'm tempted to buy, even though I have almost all of them already. I don't think I have almost 4K, but I think everyone since 5 I have.
See, I don't have any of them. And, oh, I have Hobbs and Shaw, but that doesn't count, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, why?
I don't want to, you know why I'm holding off on buying them? Because they're still making them.
Yeah. Okay, see, this is, we have the same mindset on this. So you don't want to get a box set that's not complete.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And like Game of Thrones, I bought every season except for the last two. And I'll only buy the complete one if it's complete 4K.
Yeah.
I'll buy it then. But yeah, now, I'm having to sell, like, no, I'm not going, because, like, you buy the box set and then they make it three more. Mm-hmm. That's like, it's why I don't buy Marvel box sets, because it's like, oh, every single Marvel movie from phase one. Cool. Now we're on a whole new saga. So, and I already own, I need to buy the Spider-Man one. I think I forgot to buy them. Like, I own every Marvel movie, every single one, and that's why I was like, I'll buy it when it comes out. So I never had to do the whole box set thing, and because it's like, I got them.
See, I have some hit and miss, like here and there. I've got some of them. There's a rumor, and maybe you'll know if this is true. They're coming out with a complete, I don't know how they're gonna say it, like section one of, they're gonna put all, and I'm like, all right, I guess I'll have to get
it's
that.
Gonna come in a, it's going to come in a big-ass Thanos glove, and you're not going to be able to put it anywhere.
Is it really?
And yeah, because I'm just joking, but like, they've had, like, damn, you know, phase one, phase two, and, like, one was, like, an, they be having these ridiculous, like, test, they like, in a Tesseract box.
Yes.
It's real cool. How you going to put in your Blu-ray case? I have Iron Man 1. The case looks like Iron Man's helmet. That shit don't fit on a shelf.
Yeah, I have the Dark Knight, and it's Batman's cowl from Target, and it just constantly slides over, slides down, falls up, because it's rounded on the bottom. Let's put a little thought into this next time. At least have it flat, but yeah. And then the ears don't fit on the shelf.
So, but the people who tend to get that, it's like they're not worried about storage. They worry about mark, you know, about how it looks or resale value.
Yeah.
So yeah, but no, that I've heard that rumor too, and that's why I don't buy box sets. Unless when I know it's done, I'll get them then. Like shows that are finished, sure. Movies, because it's like, you know, okay, so you got the first eight. It doesn't include Hobbs and Shaw, and nine comes out this year. then what? And then you know they're making 10, and you know they're probably making more. So what you gonna do?
Yep.
Get the next box set that has more. Like, no, I learned. I get box set of stuff when they're done. When they ain't done, you ain't getting me, because then I got to buy it twice.
Yeah, exactly. And I got all this. I actually have some DVDs of movies I have on Blu-ray, and I'm like, you're an idiot. Like, what a waste of money. But and now it's even hard to sell DVDs. I was just to joke around with somebody, like, yeah, I just bought the DVD of blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, you mean the Blu-ray? No, I got a DVD. What are you, poor? Like, what are you buying DVDs for? And now, they're still out there, but most of the stuff is Blu-ray. And now that I've got a 4K, I'm like, I mean, you're not poor, but you can spend a little more. You can spend a little
more. Like, it's hard. Like, the jump from VHS to DVD was a big jump.
Yes.
The jump from DVD to Blu-ray was not as big, but noticeable. Blu-ray to 4K, it only matters if you got good stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, I get it, because I actually have like a 4K TV. I got a setup. But I would tell people, you got a Blu-ray, it's fine. Even though it's funny where people don't really buy a 4K disc like that, but you can't buy a non-4K brand new TV anymore.
Nope.
Like, you got to go to a damn pawn shop. If you're trying to actually get a 1080p, I've been trying to get Darlene to replace our 1080p, and she's like, this TV worked fine. I'm like, they don't even make this TV no more. You can go to Walmart right now and get a Vizio 55-inch for like $300 that's cheap, that blows this out the water. She's like, I don't need one. It worked. You want it, you get it. So
that's when you take the power cord out. So when she goes to try and turn it on, like, I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. No, it's not working anymore.
She'll figure it out, because I've been talking about it too much.
Oh, well, okay. Well, the big game sales are coming, so you may be able to get a good one. So, you know. Okay. Are you still playing video games?
Yes.
All right. Do you get mad when you're playing? Like, openly mad when something goes wrong?
It depends on the game. Nio was the last game that used to really get me pissed, because that game is fair but super difficult, and nothing pisses me off than playing extremely well at a high level for like 45 minutes and then either making a mistake or something cheap happen, and then you just have your progress set back.
Yeah,
like you didn't do squat. So I don't throw controllers anymore.
How'd you know that's where this was going?
Yeah, I used to throw controllers. I've broken one or two PS3 controllers playing like God of War or something, and just like, fuck this. But
yeah,
on occasion I try not to get mad. From time to time, that's the last thing that like would get me upset. So yes.
See, because I've been trying to play Battlefield 5, because I bought like the deluxe version because I love playing Battlefield, and it's frustrating. It's just the hit registers don't make sense. Then they update it and it makes even less sense. All sorts of bad stuff. And I've got the TV on the wall now. The TV's 65 inches. It's a pretty big target. And no, I did not hit my TV, so I'm not going to build this up. I was playing. I got so mad, I threw it at the love seat, which is directly to the left of the couch I sit on. I hit it in the right spot where it bounced and just fell like in front of the TV, which is about 4 feet away from it. And I just went, yeah, you almost hit your TV. Like, a controller's $60, so whatever. If it breaks, I'll go get it, or whatever it is. I don't care. And that really made me change. Like, okay, beat it on the ground. Don't throw it. So, yeah, they need to make controllers that you can beat on the ground that don't break almost instantly. That's where this was going. Because now, luckily, I had a backup controller. So, sometimes I get mad at games. But
yeah, so I have a projector. Here's the thing, like, I have a setup upstairs and downstairs. Upstairs, I have a projector screen. So the worst would happen would be I don't think I'd throw hard enough to tear a hole through the projector. And I hope not, because I don't want to hit my damn wall. So, but my TV downstairs is 4K, and I'm not throwing. Hell no, I ain't.
Yeah.
My wife would strangle if I did that. So,
have you ever thought about it and been like, all right, what can I use as an excuse for what happened?
No, because there's no excuse that would just because there's no excuse that would justify. I'm too damn
thinking
old.
Hard enough. Hey, Always my have wife a backup is, plan. That's my wife what I'm saying.
There's no... Yeah, this... You remember how we saw Rise of Skywalker? He's like, oh, those damn rebels, they suckered me, and I don't know what happened, and they got away. And he's like, cool, shot them.
Yeah, good call.
So it's kind of like...
And that may actually be what happens. We spent how much, and it didn't last 2 years? Like, well, now see what happened, baby.
What happened, baby? Yeah. Speaking of what happened to a baby, Mandalorian's done.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to talk about the Rise of Skywalker thing. Well, let's do that real quick. So, apparently this movie's terrible, and it's not very good. There's all sorts of problems with it. Oh, and it's almost made $1 billion now. So, does anyone's opinion matter when it comes to the, like, who cares? People complain, and it still makes...
I will say it matters sometimes. Like, Solo, it mattered.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes it matters. Dark Phoenix, like Dark Phoenix, it matter. Sometimes it doesn't matter. I would just say it depends. And one thing I have learned is if it's a big franchise level movie, if it's bad, it won't, no time, it won't affect that movie. It'll affect the movie after. Like the next one will suffer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, because it's like you remember that bad one, even though you went to see it. So, if the next one's good, it doesn't matter. Because, like, you admit, because that's what happened with Ninja Turtles. Like, the first one was, but made a lot of money. Second one was awesome. People remember how bad the first one was and didn't see the second one. So, it suffered because of that. First Class was the same thing. Like, it was an awesome movie that didn't make as much because people remember The Last Stand.
Yeah.
And people remember X-Men Origins Wolverine. Solo is an example where it was so much noise around it that it couldn't be like Rogue One had noise, but it wasn't like Solo. It wasn't like, you know, you fired the director, you had to bring this one in. It was kind of like you had noise, but it was kind of handled like, you know, on the side. Solo had so much stuff. It was kind of like, it was a good movie, but it wasn't going to matter.
Yeah.
Because the story was already told. This one was... You didn't hear anything. Like the main thing you heard about this one was that Colin Trevorrow got replaced by J.J. Abrams. And it was a weird thing where The Last Jedi made a lot of money, but it was so damn polarizing. So people were like, oh, well, J.J. Abrams made, you know, Force Awakens. We decided that we more or less like Force Awakens. And ain't that sucker Rian Johnson, he gonna make, you know, the Jedi great again. And then the movie comes out, and then it's like, yeah, so it's non-Star Wars fans seem to enjoy it more. I think this movie is funny where it depends on what type of fan you were, if you liked it or not. And I think the biggest thing was they listened to the wrong people. And we talked about that before. And one thing I have learned, and a lot of people learn, is you have to be confident in your vision and push your vision regardless of what outside forces say, and you got to see it and feel on your own merits. Because trying to crowdsource something this big never works. You think Marvel does that?
Yeah.
Now, you think Kevin Feige's like, I'm going to go on a message board and see what they like about this, this, and this, and change it? Hell no. It's like, I know exactly how I want to do it, and I'm doing it this way, and if you don't like it, kiss my rich ass.
Yeah.
And he has enough success to say that. Look at them, and the worst part about The Rise of Skywalker is not even The Rise of Skywalker's out. The Mandalorian exists.
Yes, and that's...
And it's like, see that, and you see John Favreau clearly has a vision of how he wants it done, and he brought in like-minded people. It's like, you know what? I'm going to do a Western, and I'm going to have Star Wars things, and I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to bring in cool people to direct, and I'm going to bring in cool people to act, and I'm going to add stuff like, you know... It's funny where it's a lot of stuff from the animated shows,
yes, that just and fits. Toys.
And just like, you know, it works. He makes it work without hitting you over the head with it. And I will say this. I know somebody from Disney got fired. It's like, they didn't have Baby Yoda toys for Christmas. They said they lost a lot of money from that. I'm like, as craven as they are with merchandise, mm-hmm. You didn't think people was going to like that?
Or were you just toys in general?
Maybe they were about spoilers. But even then, it's like, the hell with the spoilers. You could have made a whole lot of money. Because I'm like, this came out right before the holiday season. As soon as Baby Yoda pops up, that's all you heard. You're like, where, this is adorable. Where can I get this? And they go, I think we actually like this. Get
Yeah. Good old Chuck, 75-year-old Chuck in marketing's like, I don't know. This doesn't make any sense to me. Cool, bro. So, thanks. Here's your severance. But yeah, no, that never made any sense. And actually, that was another one when we were talking about Harry Potter. That's another one that never had action figures. That just seems mind blowing to me. This stuff. And like
How Fast and Furious never had a whole bunch of racing games or action games. Never made sense. I think I had like one.
Yeah.
I'm like, this billion-dollar franchise, you can't get it right. But the thing is, it's a video game adaptations of like movies have a bad reputation because most times they suck.
Yes,
so I think now it's kind of like, you know, when Batman being good is a miracle, like the Arkham games.
Oh yeah,
that's why people are shocked. They is like, what is this? A good, you know, a Batman game that's not like a punching game that's actually fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How dare you? Like, is that? And then that happened, and then Spider-Man happened. It's kind of like, now you don't have an excuse. Because now you can't have to say, well, you can't make the game good because they made it excellent. But back to The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I loved the last episode.
I loved the last episode.
It was just, I'm like, it just built up to that, all this stuff going on. And the Giancarlo Esposito was like, you know what? We need a cool bad guy. Isn't he just on the Rolodex now?
Was he the bad guy on Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Okay, so I thought he looked familiar.
And he was one of the main villains on that show on Cinemax with, what's her name? Carla Gugino. She's a thief.
Never saw it.
It's
Beverly Hills Bordello. I don't know what it is. Black Tie Night.
But you like titties so much and she shows her, so go for it.
I know.
Jet is the name of the show. That's what it is. I told you about it earlier.
Choose the right computer, Jeremy.
Yes. But anyway, it's like, you know, he shows up, kills his men. They basically joke about, oh, you know, let's take our time. I heard Darth Gideon, you know, Moff Gideon gets killed 15 of his own people. He's like, oh, must be having a bad day.
Yeah. Okay, so the voices of those guys, that was Jason Sudeikis. Who was the other guy? They said it,
I don't remember.
Okay. I know you're not supposed to laugh, but them beating on Baby Yoda kind of cracked me up.
Oh, I was laughing. I was like, this is just horrible.
Uh-huh.
They punch him in the damn stomach.
Somebody said, well, you know, when he slapped him, I go, no. You don't, there was no open hand. That was a punch or a good old thunk. If you want,
he popped him in the head first, then he punched him, and then he punched him again in the back, and I'm like, oh, y'all gotta die. I'm like, this, because it's kind of like, yeah, he's 50 years old, all you see is a cute baby, and like, imagine you see a baby in a crib, and you saw some guy just walk up to him and just punched him in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you damn monster? And I know it's like, this isn't real, and it's an alien baby, and I'm watching the show, but I had the same thought. I'm like, I know there's stormtroopers, but what is wrong with you? I'm like, yeah, y'all got to. And then they shooting and missing. And it's hilarious how that went from Star Wars, how come the stormtroopers can't shoot, to now it's just accepted. Because people are like, I ain't no goddamn. Remember, like, what was Bill Burr's character? Like, I'm no goddamn stormtrooper. Yeah, put some respect on me.
That was cool. I love Bill Burr. So that was pretty sweet that he's in there. Because, and I knew they weren't going to kill him off because there was no need to. So, but yeah, that was cool seeing him in there. But yeah, when he got all pissy, when he thought he was a stormtrooper. Now, I got the wrong, the MMA, oh my God.
Gina Carano.
See, this is why I shouldn't look up stuff because I was like, oh yeah, there they are. Yeah, Gina Carano, they got to bring her back. She was great.
Oh, she's going to be best. She's going to be chilling on the planet, you know, eating soup with my man, Greef Karga. And it's funny, at the background, so, like, you know, we find out the Mandalorian's real name. We found out Greef Karga was a failed magistrate. And Kara Cynthia Dune from Alderaan. So no wonder she all pissed. And as soon as, like, you know, I ain't doing nothing, like, oh, we find Imperial. Hell, I'm in. Soon as she say Imperial, she in there. It's like, she seems to be real. Like, I wonder why she mad. Like, oh, yeah, they blew up her planet. I guess she would be mad.
What was Nick Nolte's character's name?
Quill? Krill?
Yeah. Okay. That was a legit, like, oh, they killed him? It was so sad. Like, he was trying to fulfill his duty, and he just wanted to be left alone, but, you know, he decided to help, and he got killed for it. Damn, that's rough shit.
The mark of a good show is making you care about characters you normally wouldn't care about.
Yeah, that was tough. I mean, they even did a good, IG-11, was that his name? It was 88. Oh,
11. Yeah, yes. That was awesome how they did that. The whole breakdown, like, you know, you don't need to be sad. I'm not alive. I'm not sad. Yes, you are. I can tell in your voice. It's like, it's a robot, and yes, we caring about a robot. Although, the intentional comedy is hilarious when they see the lava bed. It's like, oh, here's the lava river. No shit, Apollo Creed. And they're trying to figure out how to get the boat on there, and she's just like, move. And I'm just going to shoot the boat off. I'm like, you know, if she missed, that boat going to have a hole in it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But it goes back to what you're saying. And Jon Favreau wanted a Western, and there's always that person that's like impetuous like that. But most of the time, like, the gentle person doesn't get killed. At least I don't think.
I have a question. Did you laugh when they were explaining the Mandalorians and they was like, you know, it's not a race, it's a creed? And I'm like, y'all wrote that line with Carl Weathers in that room, and we all know who Carl Weathers is. Now, I know it's like,
oh my God, I didn't even put line. Two together.
Because I saw it, and I saw his face, and I just start chuckling. Because I'm like, because it's something small where you're not paying attention. It's like, oh, you know, Mandalorians. Oh, it's like, not a Mandalorian. I'm a Mandalorian. We're not a race, we're a creed. And then it points to his face. And it's and then it just keeps moving. And it's just like little things like that. Like, wasn't the armor.
I don't remember, but I was reading something about, there was another thing they did intentionally like that. Damn, I wish I could remember it. I don't know why I bring up shit that I don't remember. It's just kind of stupid. But anyways, but they did intentional things like that. There was something. It might have been about cage fighting or something. Anyways, but it was like for Gina Carano. But
yeah, but stuff like that. What's another one that was there? One scene, an R2 unit with legs.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
And arms was just cause like, you weren't used to seeing that. So that was something. And oh, I remember the one. Do the magic hand thing. Because why wouldn't you? Because he's busy drunk off his ass anyway trying to get out. And it's kind of like, you know, you've seen this baby just stop a fireball. Mm-hmm. And you've seen this baby heal your arm and you got cut by like a dragon. So it's like, what else you going to say? You fighting a TIE fighter. Y'all got lasers. Like, do the magic, do the wavy hand thing. And then Baby Yoda looks at him and waves his hand, starts smiling. He's like, you know, that's all I got. And in any other situation that would be so corny, I was just laughing because it's kind of like, I'll be having to do that shit too. Like, yeah, dude. Because it reminded me of Captain Marvel when Samuel Jackson stuck the cat out. Like, it was a gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, yeah, if some baby had some magic, I'd be like, why don't you do some damn magic? And that fight was awesome with the jetpack and how that whole situation went. And it's like, oh, I remember the armorer. I swore she was going to die when the stormtroopers came.
That's what I thought too. So there's a potential for that person to come back. I'm still saying that's someone famous. It just seems like that's what Disney does. So it just seems like, are these things kind of do? Because even like IG-11 was
Taika Waititi.
Yeah. So even like a character like that, and he's not a household name by any means, but it's still somebody important. It's not some slag, like, just, I don't know, some extra whatever doing voice work. But I can't. I mean, there's someone who's under the suit, but that doesn't mean they're doing the voice either. So I don't know. It just seems like that's somebody important.
But yeah, it says season 2 they're gonna have more people, characters that we have seen before that you know of. So interesting. I mean, that leaves the window open for a lot of people. And like the final scene is like, you know, the TIE fighter crashes, they all go on their own way. It's like nobody gonna check to see if they actually died, and then the Jawas there. And then I didn't realize how big a deal that sword was till later. So, but seeing a Giancarlo Esposito in an Imperial outfit with a damn black lightsaber as the episode ends is a bad thing. And then come to realize that's the same sword from Rebels. Like, so they incorporated the cartoon into the storyline. And it's like, that's the difference when you're on the same page and you have a plan, which the show seems to have, compared to the movies where it's like, oh, yeah, we had a plan, but not really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, well, I don't even know, is there anything, we've talked about how Star Wars, like, probably TV is the way to go now, but do they even have any movies planned?
Rian Johnson's doing a trilogy.
Well, they keep saying that, but it's like, is anything actually going?
I mean, they said it's not going. They said that it's not going to be a rush. They said we're not going to have movies for a while, so don't hold your breath. They said they made a mistake of they, because we went from not having movies to having one every year.
Yeah.
And they like, you know, and you don't with Disney Plus, and Disney Plus is making them money. They don't have to. And Mandalorian been successful. Like, they got two other shows coming out, so they can take their time.
That's right. It's like, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and what's the other one?
The Cassian, the dude from Rogue One, the Cassian Andor show.
They're doing that. I forgot about that.
So, yeah, they. That's the thing. Disney Plus is like the secret weapon where we can learn from our mistakes. We can let stuff breathe. So when we bring the movies back and we have a plan, it's not like we haven't been doing stuff in the meantime. Because people really like this show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it was fun. And it was kind of like, they talked about wanting to do is, they've been talking about wanting to do a Star Wars show for the longest. At first it was like, we don't have the money for it. And then it became hot, like, you know, the logistics. And now it's like, you got your own network and money's unlimited. You get to do what you want. And it's like, we had a show where we had people like, you know, Jason Sudeikis, Bill Burr, Werner Herzog. Imagine seeing a Rocky movie and thinking Carl Weathers is going to be on a Star Wars show and be like awesome in it. I wouldn't guess like Gina Carano being. I'm like, how?
Isn't there part of, like, I don't know if you thought about it this way, but isn't there a part of you that kind of wants to see Dolph Lundgren as a bad guy in one, just so he and Carl Weathers can go at it? And then,
I mean,
Carl Weathers wins this time. That'd be kind of nice.
I mean, like, Dolph Lundgren, we saw Dolph Lundgren in Aquaman, I was like, oh, shit.
Don't forget he was an Arrow.
Yes.
So.
He was an Arrow. So it's like Dolph Lundgren's still working and still, and he looks good. He's aging in a natural way, too, not artificial like Sylvester Stallone. So, no, I'm definitely looking forward to season two. They say it'll be out in the fall, so we got to wait in the fall. And I know they moved up WandaVision to come out this year. Originally was scheduled, because it's like, now we're waiting on the Marvel shows.
Which, are any of those scheduled for this year?
WandaVision is.
See, that, alright. And that's what I was telling Elise, like, I just bought it for the year. But we don't have kids, so we're not constantly on that app. So I'm like, what's the benefit of it right now? Now that Mandalorian's over.
I mean, for you, probably nothing.
Oh, you know what? I've got, Rebels is on there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got to catch up on that because I used to love.
Not only that, Clone Wars is they brought that back.
Never watched that actually.
I heard that was. I watched Rebels. I always heard about Clone Wars. I never saw it, but I heard about how good it was. So, and they reviving, you know, they doing season 7 so they can finish the story the way they're supposed to because it got cut off before they could finish. I mean, it's a zillion things on there, like just. Between the Disney stuff and the Fox stuff, you know, like I was watching Gargoyle, like just cartoon wise, it's had so many things. Just movies, like you forget how many movies they have, and they still adding stuff.
Yeah,
like,
especially at Christmas, we were trying to find the Home Alone movies, and I'm like, went to Prime, and I'm like, yeah, here you go. How do you want to watch it? Do you want to rent it, or do you want to watch on Disney Plus? And I was like, the hell are you talking about? Oh yeah, that's a Disney movie now. It's like, good lord! And then you just start going through all the Fox movies. And you're like, wow, they got
yes,
whatever they pay for that,
they'll make it back.
They already did.
Yeah, basically, it's kind of like they'll be fine. and I guess we can wrap up soon, speaking of Fine and Fox stuff. So I know you was like, of course they're going to do it. I was still slightly surprised. They announced that they started doing, you know, working on Deadpool 3.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about New Mutants. Okay.
We can talk about both, but I'm like, yeah. I had a figure that they was going to do it. Seeing it rated R, I want to see. Because it's the same universe now. I mean, you can keep them separate if you want, but it's just weird where, like, New Mutants is, I'm surprised New Mutants is actually coming out in the theaters at all.
Exactly.
I figured they, but like, and I saw the trailer, I'm like, I'm intrigued, but I'm trying to figure out how they're going to, if they're going to incorporate this stuff and how they're going to incorporate this stuff. Because we know the X-Men coming, but we don't know when, and they're taking the time. But if you got Deadpool walking around, running around with X-Men characters, I mean, you can always, like, get rid of them. One was like, why would you? And it's just this weird thing where, you know, are you going to do an R-rated thing? Are you going to incorporate Disney characters? I know Sony's talking about trying to schedule a cameo with Spider-Man for Venom. It's things that, it's, I mean, because it's like, Marvel is like this brand new phase, but it's like a bunch, you know, even with Black Widows, like most of the stuff is going to be new stuff.
Yeah.
The old characters are like doing TV shows now. So it's like, it's a brand new thing and we really don't know what to expect except for we're going to see it. Still waiting on the TV things. And now it's announcing like stuff. Because it's feel like, you know, Deadpool is this weird thing where movie made a lot of money. It seemed to make fun of a lot of stuff that Disney, that Marvel Universe does. And now it's like, you know, they're the bosses. Because they can even say, hey, you know, that's not the route we're going. I know you said they like money, but it's like, they got money. They don't, I mean, Deadpool money is good money, but they don't necessarily need Deadpool money. And Ryan Reynolds is at the point where he don't really, you know, Netflix is throwing him $15 to $20 million to do a movie. So it's like, I'm chilling too. And I'm married to Blake Lively. I can take it or leave it. So the fact that they're going through it and going, you know, actually doing it, I'm curious to see how that's done. Because a lot of those actors, like, you know, it's funny. Which one do you like more? The first one or the second one?
I like the first one more.
I like the second one more. Because I just thought the story and the villain was just a lot better.
I thought the way, like, when he got into the time travel stuff, I was like, okay, I guess. I don't know, it kind of lost me. I did like, I like the Juggernaut stuff. The action scenes were obviously far better in the second one. But there was just something, I don't know, there was something about the first one I enjoyed a lot.
I mean,
I didn't
probably
see it back-to-back, but...
Yeah, I know the first one because it's first and it's like brand new and everything like that. And the second one is like, you know, is feel like more of the same. My main thing, the second one, I always give the advantage is kind of like, one, the action scenes are better. Two, Cable and Domino.
Yeah. Well, I did like the fat kid villain. I can't remember what is.
Russell.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was just Russell. But they did give him an actual feature.
Fire Fist or something like that.
Yeah. So I did like him because most of the time when there's a kid in a movie like this, they're conflicted to this and this. And that kid was a badass. As soon as he gets with the Juggernaut, I mean, he's swearing. He's trying to tell him, just don't do this. He's like, why? And he starts setting stuff on fire. And I'm like, yeah, it was something that, like, if you've got your trauma as a child, you're working it out. And you're like, yeah, I totally understand why this kid's doing this. So
ain't no fat superheroes, wait.
Yeah.
We get marginalized. And you know what's funny? I laugh. I was like, you know what? He's right.
And the ones that do are goofy as hell. So Bouncing Boy comes to mind from Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how that goes and what they incorporate and not incorporate. Because it's like you can go a lot, you know. Now, budget's not an issue.
Yeah.
Before, it's kind of like, you know, Fox is like, they real funny. Like, you know, we can make the movie money. Do we really want to spend that much? We can. And those movies made a whole lot of money by accident. Like the first one, definitely by accident. Because it's like, we don't really want to make it. Kind of shameless into making it. So fuck it. Go ahead. Go make it. And then it makes almost $900 million. And they're like, oh, damn. We should have did this a long time ago. This movie that's basically making fun of Fox as it goes straight to the bank. Disney don't care. Disney probably like, come to Ryan Reynolds. How much you need? And who do you want? What characters? Like, it's like, what characters you want? How much, you, David Leitch, how much y'all need?
Okay, right. Here's an idea, and this is just, you know, obviously like wrestling fantasy booking. What if Deadpool's the end of the X-Men universe? You got New Mutants comes out, they do their thing, and then somehow Wade messes everything up, and it just totally obliterates the X-Men universe.
I've heard people say that.
You know, I don't think that's a bad idea, actually. That's the last Deadpool movie. It literally goes out with a bang, if you want to put it that way. It's
okay.
Give us a satisfying end.
But then you got to cast people. It's like, if you, James McAvoy, are you coming back for that?
No. I'm just saying, he just does it. He doesn't even have to have anybody else. He just messes it up so bad.
But how, that's the whole thing. You say you're going, you know, because I've heard people say, you know, he just kills the whole Fox X-Men universe. I'm like, yeah, that works. But you still have those characters in there. Which means you may have to have those actors in there, and it's kind of like,
he's done enough like big stuff where like the other X-Men never show up, so it could be something like he thinks he can do it on his own, and he just doesn't. There's a way to do it where I'm gonna say the word small, but it can be done on a small enough scale where the other X-Men don't even need to be involved. Unless it's like them just suddenly vanishing from existence or something. And he's like, ah, shit. And then it'd be like, you know, he can be like, hey, look for me in the Avengers or something like that.
If you're going to do one, have Hugh Jackman be Wolverine one last time.
That's very fair, yes.
Because people have talked about that, and it's like they've danced around it, and then it's like, don't explain, like, the fuck am I doing here?
At the end when the whole universe is ending, him just go, oh, thank God, and just walk off. Just do like one of those little wink-wink things, you know.
Yeah, because that can lead into what we should have finished off with, we didn't bring up. Could be talking about actors in there. We spent all this time talking about Marvel Universe and actors and didn't start off with the fact that Christian goddamn Bale himself.
That was supposed to be our first topic.
Yes. Christian Bale, the Batman. Probably Mount Rushmore of working actors as far as how good an actor he is. Is in talks to be in Thor, Love and Thunder. Thoughts, Mr. Mays?
When you sent that, I was like, wait, what? I honestly thought he was done with, like, comic book movies. And I know people are like, well, Batman's not real. Shut up. It's Batman. But I thought he was just done with it and wanted to do his own thing. He tried the big budget, franchise movies. Terminator didn't work out so well, so that was it for him. And now I was like, okay, where does he fit? What hero does? And I'm like, why does he have to play a hero? Maybe he wants to do the, oh no. Who played the bad person in the last Thor movie?
Cate Blanchett.
Yeah. He just do a Cate Blanchett thing. Get out.
So, I'm trying to think the last time they had a actor at this level when the movie started, as they announced the movie. And I cannot think of one. Mm-mm. They don't, because they don't. Like, they've had, Cate Blanchett was a big deal when they got her.
Yeah.
Like, Christian Bale's probably, like, you know, the best actor alive. And if he ain't one, he, like, top three. And I just saw him in Ford and Ferrari. And it's like, if you have any doubt about Christian Bale, you watch that movie. And it's like, that man's amazing. And so when I saw that, I was like, I was just gobsmacked. Like, this is fake, right? And then I saw enough people had the same thing. Like, even though we're used to Marvel getting who they want to get, it's just the whole fact. Like, we've talked about actors who haven't done Marvel movies.
Yeah.
But we forgot about, like, I never thought about Christian Bale. Like, yeah, he did Batman. He was fine in Batman. It's like, he's doing his own thing. And it's kind of like, Thor? It just seemed weird because, like, they've done their big villains in Thor. I mean, although people made a joke, it'd be hilarious to get him and have him as Beta Ray Bill, so he just walk around with a CGI horse and he's just doing the voice.
That's what everyone's saying is Beta Ray Bill, but
I mean, at one point, I would just be laughing like, you don't get Christian Bale to do that. But then I'm like, they do have Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel basically doing that too.
Yes.
So, and it's like, Bradley Cooper was a big deal, it's even a bigger deal now, and Vin Diesel's Vin Diesel. And they got one doing the voice of a raccoon and one just saying, I am Groot. So,
over and over again, which is still one of the funniest stories I've heard.
Yeah, and Taika Waititi, he just did a movie where he's playing Hitler in a farce, so I wouldn't put it past him to do anything. I'm just shocked because it's like, I can't wait to see that movie. It's like, what a damn cast.
It sounds insane. Because it sounds like Jane Foster is going to be Thor in it. Mm-hmm. Or have the wield Mjolnir or whatever. Or I guess the axe now, not even the hammer. But anyways. And then you're going to have Chris Hemsworth, who's still Thor, but without the end. I'm like, okay. So.
Well, they put the hammer back in the past. So the hammer exists now.
Well, they took the hammer from the past. That's why they had to put it back.
But yeah, so.
I
don't even start doing this time travel.
Goddamn.
It's just kind of like, yeah. We already had a weird thing where we had, you know, Natalie Portman coming back and being Thor. And it's like, oh, you know, more likely she's going to be dating Tessa Thompson. And now you got Christian Bale in there.
Well, no, now they're saying that it's not Tessa Thompson. There's a different actress or somebody lined up to be the love interest for her.
Well, cool. Well,
oh my God. Okay.
I know that it's made you feel a certain way, Mr. Horny Man.
Fuck yeah. But, I didn't even think of that till just now. Hell yeah.
So
about time.
And that's gonna be a busy year because I think it's 1 year, like 4 movies come out. Cause I think that year is like Thor and Spider-Man comes out that year.
Oh wow. Alright.
Along with like the other announced. Like, cause normally they do 3, and I think 1 year they're doing 4.
We're also forgetting about Mobius.
You mean you forgot? I'm trying to forget.
That trailer's coming soon, so.
Cool, that's great. Let me know how it is.
I'll send it to you like you told me about the New Mutants. Like, all right, cool. So
I'm not a Jared Leto fan like that. Mobius is a black character, and if Blade ain't involved, I don't give a rat's ass.
Wait, Mobius was a black guy?
No, I said if Blade isn't involved.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Mobius was a black guy. I'm like, he is?
No, I said okay. Mobius. I said Mobius. Like, I remember the character from the Spider-Man cartoons. He seemed goofy then. The fact that they're doing them, I know Venom made what it made, but part of, like, Venom is cool, and people like Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Mobius never heard of Mobius.
Are they making making a second one of that, like, currently? For Venom?
Yeah, they already doing casting for it. Okay. I forgot some people they already announced. So, yes, they are. And Mr. Andy Serkis directing it.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that. Okay, yeah.
So yes,
Marvel
gets
it. Well, he's got the relationship with Marvel, so it makes sense. Man,
look, I still want to see a Spider-Man Venom movie because I just want to see the hilarity of Tom Holland acting with Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
because bless Tom Holland Hart, he just seemed like the sweetest man in the world. Like, you know, he really loves being Spider-Man. Like, he basically, from everything you heard, like, he's the reason that shit worked out. Because he basically made, like, please work this out. I like being Spider-Man. I'll do whatever you need me to do. And they're like, all right, kid, damn. Even though he's a grown-ass man, it's like, I want to see this kid cry. So let's stop being assholes and make the movie work. And then one part is like, it shouldn't have got to that point. Other part is like, it's kind of endearing that, you know, that happened, but because Tom Hardy's a maniac.
Yeah. Okay, and we have to wrap up, but I'm guessing he's going to show up in that new Christopher Nolan movie, because doesn't he kind of have to?
I mean, that's one of his boys.
Yeah,
but
he's always in him. So
I mean, him and Michael Caine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Michael Caine's in it too. So, yeah.
All right. It's just
good for him. Get that.
Money. I'm still like, we don't know nothing about that movie. Who's in it, and it's like, it's a spy thriller. I filmed on 7 countries. I had the biggest budget I ever had. I brought my IMAX camera. He's all over the world on all these continents. It's like,
and then you see stuff going backwards. You're like,
yeah. What? And you know, Denzel Washington's son acting with Batman.
Yeah, just
the Twilight Man as Batman. And no, this is what we can wrap up. Robert Pattinson is hilarious because he is real honest about who he is, this whole character. This pisses me off. Like, Batman ain't really a superhero. Superheroes fly and got powers. Batman just rich. It is like, he's right, but fans do not. I have never met people so defensive of a superhero as Batman fans. They do not like. They do not take jokes about Batman the right way. They don't have a sense of humor about themselves. And I did laugh this whole, like, you know, yeah, you know, I can handle this. I hope I can handle the slander from being Batman. I dealt with Twilight. I hope it ain't too bad though. It's like, Lord, buddy.
Oh, you thought that might be that might be one for next week. Like, who's got the worst fan base? Like Harry Potter, Twilight, or comics? Break it down. Marvel and DC.
You mean who has the worst fan base besides Star Wars? So we basically saying who's in second place.
Yeah, I was just about to say I was gonna put Star Wars in there too, but yeah, I think. Yeah, cause Star Trek doesn't really run people. Anyways, that's for another time. We do have to get out of here. We're actually at the 90-minute mark, but all right, gang. Listen, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another show. I'm gonna try and see 1917 this weekend. I don't know if it's a workout or not, but anyways, I'm out of here. iTunes and all that good stuff. Later, gang.
Peace out.